Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Tamla Mann with Take Me to the King, taking us to 13 minutes after 5 o'clock. And like I said, today is a bit of a twist on our Father's Matter corner, which is what I call it, because I really had a great time with the Heartlines team from last year. I remember we started with Mamboka and moved along to Babu Jeff. So Babu Jeff did join us 2 weeks ago. Took a bit of a twist though on what we were discussing. And so he's going to be back soon and we will take off from where we left. I mean, if I'm just promising myself, Pastor Olufile joining me in studio this afternoon from Heartlines. Pastor Olufile, good afternoon and welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Luco, and good evening. Greetings to the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit and those who are watching on Facebook.
Oh, man, absolutely excited to have you in studio with me this afternoon, Pastor Olufile. Like I said, we have been graced by Heartlines from last year sometime where we spoke to the conscience of fathers, you know. And I was actually just sharing this on Facebook the other day. Sure. A friend was sharing a story of how a neighbor, you know, always reaches out to her son. She's a single mom.
Sure.
And this neighbor is actually a gentleman. She says to me, you know, I'm really so blessed because sometimes he just comes and he takes my son so I can rest. And he goes, play soccer with him. And I commented on that thing. I was like, oh, man, this really warms my heart because it's one of the things I get to discuss, fortunately, on Mondays with Heartlines. The idea and the importance of social fathers, you know. So it's really been imprinted in my heart, maybe because I also always had dad issues until my adult years, you know. So I'm really, really blessed and I'm grateful that Heartlines actually joined hands with me because the issue of fatherhood has really been close to my heart.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, Pastor Olufile, welcome officially, like I said. You're from Heartlines. Maybe if you can give us a brief introduction of who you are as a person, who you are to Heartlines, actually.
Let me start first by starting with me as a person. I am a husband first and foremost.
To one wife.
To one wife. And I'm a father to two. My daughter is 10 years old. She's with me in studio.
Yep.
Although not in the interview. She just tagged along.
She's a disciplined one, I must say.
She is. She is. And then I have a son who's 16 years old.
Wow. So, I thought the son was younger because very young.
Yeah, you know, big brother still had athletics and performing arts at school. So he's quite involved,
busy.
So that's first and foremost me. And grew up in the dusty streets of Lihorutsi Township in the northwest. Born, bred, butter sandwiched and toasted there.
Never heard of that one, buttered, sandwiched and toasted.
Until I said yes to the call. Well, got saved at the age of 18 and obviously, getting to know Christ, you know that we are all commissioned. You know, we've got this core mission that God has given us all together as Christians. And so I said yes to the call, joined Youth for Christ and traveled the world. Traveled South Africa, traveled across the borders and just spreading the gospel. And also, you know, did some of the important work of awareness campaigns around HIV and AIDS and so on and so forth. And that's the kind of, where I cut my cloth in youth work was in Youth for Christ.
Wow. Youth for Christ was literally opposite home. And that's how I got involved with them. Because I'd literally walk across the street.
I could just tell that this one is cut from the same thing. So that's us. And so I'm grateful for that, for my beginning. You know, when mommy could not afford university, Youth for Christ caught me while I still had energy, you know. And I used my dramatic arts skills, my performing arts skills.
So that's where your son gets
it
from.
That's where my son and daughter takes them. She's a
dancer. Oh, both of them?
She's a dancer. She's a performing artist in the dance space. And my son is a is an instrumentalist, plays drums, but also he's an actor. So
would you say our faith has a thing? I always say kids who learn instruments at a much younger age oftentimes are influenced by church.
True. I mean, you know, got influenced by church.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, just in terms of having a passion or an attraction to an instrument. It was from church, you know, seeing a keyboard and say, so what, you know, how does this thing work?
Mm.
And then later on developed an interest in, you know, guitar. And so,
okay.
And, you know, picked up a guitar and the rest is history.
So does he play all these other instruments?
No, he only plays drums.
Oh, okay. All
but
right.
I'm sure if he puts his mind to it,
he can definitely try
other instruments.
All right.
So that's me as a person. My work at Heartlines is that I'm a community mobilization manager. So the team that gets to come to studio and do all sorts of workshops around the country.
Mm-hmm.
The mobilizing team is part of the unit that I've been entrusted to manage. But obviously, we do that together. You know,
I love that teamwork
as a team. You know, try to see how we can best serve the country together.
Mm.
You know, so it's not like, you know, hey,
he's
Makulu boss.
He's the boss. I love that.
So, yeah.
I was actually just thinking yesterday how leadership truly is a call. Like you're saying, if you're gonna lead, and I'm looking for this English word for this. Nopkir, yes, gekudu. That's what we call it in Xhosa.
Yes.
If you're gonna lead people with a nopkir, like a stick,
yeah,
then it's the train's not gonna move properly.
No.
But if you're going to lead people, you know, and understand that we're doing this together, then you're going somewhere.
Absolutely.
Oh man. Absolutely. Speaking of going somewhere, Pastor Olufile, like I said, we started as Radio Pulpit Fathers Matter. We started with Fathers Matter last year. But I'm of the view, like you're saying, that there is so much more that Heartlines does, because I don't want to believe that you're helping mobilize just Fathers Matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Mom Fikile and Bob Jeff would say, Heartlines specializes in telling different stories.
Right.
You know, so these stories cannot just be confined to the story of fatherhood. So maybe let me give you a chance and not lead you to it, to just get into some of the stuff that you're doing at Heartlines. And I think in particular this year, in the hope that some of them will land at Radio Pulpit.
Yes.
So what are you guys getting up to this year?
I mean, we've always been a center for values promotion, and that's what we are. And we seek to promote pro-social values. We promote values by producing films and resources and facilitating workshops.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that work is actually, you know, anchored in research. So we conduct research so that we don't just thumbsuck what we think society needs. We basically go within society and we do peer review journals and just get what is happening in a particular topic.
Okay.
So for instance, we've got What's Your Story as a program and as a campaign, which is around you know, building bridges between self and the others through the power of personal storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And that program is probably that resource is much more needed now that the world is becoming more and more and more and more, you know, disenfranchised.
True.
Where we are now gravitating towards our own corners. You know, what's your story? Ask that simple question. What is your story? We use simple principle called ask, listen, tell.
All right.
You know, and by asking, you actually allowing the other to let you into their lives.
Mm.
And by listening, you really want to make them feel that they matter and they are valued.
That they understood.
You know, but then be prepared to listen, to tell your own story when you are asked. So it's a triangulation that happens there in that beautiful process. I often look at those three principles as an ascent to the summit. of a hiking trail. If you are hiking, you know, asking is your summit, your what you call your ascent process. When I'm asking you some questions to let you me into your life, I'm actually going on a hiking trail, and I'm basically every question leads me on to the next question, to then, you know, into your life.
So in essence, we're both in a journey.
We are
together.
Both in a journey together. And the summit point is where I am sitting and I'm basically wowed by your life. When you get to the summit in a hike or on a hiking journey, sure, that moment you don't want to leave very, very quickly.
Yeah.
You behold the beauty, or you know, you behold the panoramic view and whatever the terrain is able to offer you. Enjoy the shade and things like that. Listening must be there, must be experienced for much longer than just 2 seconds,
and yeah.
you're busy formulating your own response, you know, in the meanwhile. No, you sit on the agenda of the other.
Sure.
And then telling is not so easy either, because when you go down a hiking trail, you have to really, really be careful where you put
step.
Your foot. You know, I've done Hennops, and Hennops is
You're quite a hiker.
Hennops, you don't want to take that trail for granted, because you can step on a rock and you can slip and hurt yourself. Going down is not easy. So going to your telling. That's why we're saying only tell what you are comfortable telling. That's what's your story. And we're hoping to do more of that. In next week, I'll be in Middelburg, Eastern Cape, not Middelburg, Mpumalanga.
That's one of the craziest things for me. I always say, now that I'm in Gauteng, I only think of the Middelburg in Mpumalanga. But one day I drove past the Middelburg in the Eastern Cape, I was like, there's two Middelburgs. It's really crazy. Going to the Eastern Cape.
It's in your mother province.
Yep, it's in my province.
So we will be doing some of the What's Your Story sessions with the leaders that are saying, how can we turn Middelburg, you know, right side up? So we're working with the church community there, working with community leaders, working with NGOs and community policing forums, you know.
Wow.
So we have a broad strategy when it comes to reaching out and helping and assisting, coming alongside family communities. So Father's Matter is going to be part of it. That's another session that we're going to be looking at. Father's Matter, which is, you've done the interviews here, you know, promoting the active positive presence of men in children's lives. And it's not just biological, those who have biological children, but it's every man, even a man that does not have children of their own.
Yeah.
You standing in and being part of that conversation or that journey with that young man, young woman, you know, you are able to really, really meet a need, you know. And then now we're going to be looking at values and money. Our money behaviors are actually inspired by a value system.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are looking at some pros, you know, like some of the values that we have researched when we first took this campaign around the country. Honesty in earning, responsibility in spending, wisdom in borrowing, self-control in saving, and generosity in sharing and giving. So broadly speaking, that is those are the three key or signature programs. Although the older programs that you might have interacted with back when you were still a standard, the 8 films, 8 values still available, and we have values in action right now as we speak. You can go on YouTube and watch
in action.
Hopeville.
Oh. What? I remember Hopeville.
Yes, it is available on...
Was Hopeville part of Heartlines programs?
It was a Heartlines program.
I remember Hopeville.
Yes, Hopeville was a Heartlines program.
Wow.
And we're using that right now to encourage and inspire civic action. To say it doesn't take a crowd to bring change in our communities. It takes, you know, one of us, two of us to stand for something.
Firmly so.
I mean, who would have thought that today myself and you will be sharing a faith that is rooted in Christ?
Yeah.
Who was one man
Yep.
One man.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
He might, maybe he was crazy. But his lunacy led to me and you
sitting here today.
Sitting here talking about these things.
True.
So I think we need mad people, you know, who says, you know what, I am mad enough to make a difference.
Yep.
In my country.
It's gonna start with me.
And I believe more so than sure. ever before. More so than ever before, South Africans need to rise up.
Yeah.
And we need, look, we should be careful that we don't jump on the bandwagon of what's happening on social media.
Hey.
All the toxic posts that are coming on social media. We need to be the ones that actually stand and say, look, the world is where it's at right now. But, you know, God is actually saying, my eyes are going to and fro. I'm looking for a man.
Yes.
Stop looking for a crowd.
Yeah. I'm just looking for a man.
In fact, crowds are dead. You want to join a crowd that's saying crucify him. You don't know what the hell they're saying. Sorry about the word. Sorry about that French. But you don't really, really understand. What are they saying? What is the fray all about?
Yeah.
You have no clue, but you're just joining in crucify him, crucify him.
Because it sounds as though it's got a uniformity to it.
Absolutely. So we need a man. So on YouTube you can watch Hopeville.
Mm-hmm.
which is really, really exciting to, you know, to inspire us for action.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
So anyway,
I just want to find out, Pastor Olufile, you spoke about going to Middleburg.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're not confused here. So basically, you're going out to Middleburg, saying, tell your story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these stories are different, I'm guessing. Is Father's Mat and everything else under telling your story?
Okay. Interconnected. But
yes.
What's your story stands alone.
Okay. All right.
Then Father's Matter and Values and Money.
Needed but clarity.
Common
there.
Thread there is storytelling, because it's
exactly.
The story of my fatherhood, the story of my money.
No, but I get you.
But,
all right.
But thanks for the clarification question. Yeah, that's a standalone process.
Okay.
And in fact, through storytelling, we have something called Bridge Leadership Engagement, where we equip leaders.
Okay.
To say, you know, you're trying to bring this change in your community, or you're trying to work together as a community or a leadership core group of Christian leaders in this particular group, as a fraternal, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And we take them through Bridge Leadership Engagement to say, first and foremost, abandon your titles and your various ministries. Okay. And let's connect with you. You know the name, but you don't know the story. Connect with Olufile, not Pastor Olufile, Apostle Olufile, or Bishop Olufile, or, you know, Dr. Olufile.
Prophet, all those things.
Wonderful titles. We honor the office.
We bless God for them.
Okay. Put them aside, and let's just take Jesus to his word. And when he said, the leaders of the Gentiles lorded over those who rule over them, but not so with you.
Sure.
Come on. Can I just
go
straight to the word? Let's go to the one that we are following. The one we are following, he actually cautioned us not to lord it over those we are leading. But he says that the greatest among you must be your servant. So I serve through my story and allow you into my space, and I become vulnerable. Now vulnerability has now become the number one trait of a leader
okay.
these days. So storytelling takes us to this vulnerability space to say, hey, I don't have it all together. I don't have it all together.
Yep.
But I serve a God who knows the end from the beginning and everything in between.
I love what you mentioned when you said there's a sense of vulnerability, because you spoke about how I share my story as we go up the mountain, you know, like you said, and after sharing my story, you listen. But in the end, you then become vulnerable towards me as well, which then I think, you know, oftentimes gets us to a place where you're able to even reveal more. You're able to reveal more because, you know, sometimes I give you what's on the surface. But when you are able to share back, then the walls go down.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, you know, this person understands me.
Yeah.
And so I begin to reveal more. And we're able to speak up more. And we know, Pastor Olufele Wootsie, that's one of the issues we have nowadays. We're not able to open up. So we bottle all these things.
Right.
And depression kicks in.
Yeah. And you know why story? Because story makes us feel good.
Mm.
Story connects us with each other. It helps us understand. Story brings healing. And the Bible that we read is one long love story. The narrative, the biblical narrative, is a love story.
Mm.
It's a love story from Genesis to Revelations.
Mm.
You know? And Jesus didn't just tell stories, but he also connected with people's stories.
Mm.
So there's a model there. There's a model. Can we just do ministry the way Christ did it?
Yeah. So I understand, like you said, you're going to Middleburg, and then you've got the financial aspects of it, and you have Father's Matter program.
Yeah, that's just one case study. That's just, just one example of a community that we are going into next year.
Okay.
But we have teams across the country. We've got like we were talking about Pastor Vuyo Mkonana in
East London.
He's doing work there, and then we have another rep Luabalo Ngolomba in Qabega, and then we have a couple of guys in Cape Town.
Okay,
and then we have Klerksdorp, Free State,
wow,
Bloemfontein, as well as KZN and Kimberley.
And do you mainly roll out these three aspects we just discussed, or do you have more?
We roll out these three aspects,
mm-hmm,
and anything else that comes up, for instance, like we have Hopeville.
Yes.
Next week we will probably show the movie Hopeville.
Okay.
In Middleburg, you know,
yeah.
So that's an exciting offering that we have for our people. So we're looking forward to more and more exciting things happening around the country through the reps we have, through these programs we are currently having on offer.
And there, I think you said like more like a seminar or training of leaders that you also conduct as Heartlines. Is that offering only as per invitation by Heartlines, or is this a call to churches to say, hey, we want to work with you, so call on us? This is the program that we're doing.
Well, we would go and assess the situation.
Okay.
Say, let's take Love Pretoria East and the other fraternals that are connected to that movement. We have done a bridge leadership engagement to connect all these fraternals that are working within Pretoria East.
All right.
Together, right? So mm-hmm. The key decision makers of these fraternals will take them away for a bridge leadership engagement. We've done that.
Okay.
And what it has actually resulted in, it has resulted in these guys understanding, sure, wow, there are guys that are doing incredible work in Hammans Kraal, you know, and it's connected these guys with each other on a very, very authentic and personal level.
That's
Pretoria. And in Qabega, we've done a process with the Transformation Christian Network.
Okay.
And TCN has got a very ecumenical structure going there. You've got Christian business leaders who are not pastors.
We're not in ministry per se, but
they are business people.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have, you know, ordained ministers.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, within the ordained ministers, you have charismatic as well as mainline churches. It's a beautiful tapestry.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful mosaic. And so we took them away for a weekend retreat, which we called Bridge Leadership Engagement. And what was incredible is that these guys were able to deal with difficult conversations around racism and many other issues that would have actually kind of stood in the way of them working and addressing city issues.
Mm.
You know, oftentimes it's these things that
and these boundaries that
actually create boundaries for us to actually move on and work on these particular issues. Yeah. So it's a very unique offering. Okay.
Mm.
It's not something that we do for everyone, but we actually, you know, we do it on a needs basis and on a case-by-case basis.
Oh, wow. Sure. I must say, thank you so much, Frank. Frank Jacob says, great show. So he's really, really enjoying this conversation with us, Pastor Diffin. So anything else that we should be looking forward to this year from Hotlines?
Well, that's about it. I think what you should expect us to hear from Hotlines, mm-hmm. is doing a lot more work in concentrated areas.
Okay.
And we're still busy refining that. How does it look like? Because we're a national organization and we are not nationally, and due to our presence on mainstream media,
mm-hmm.
but.
A very strong presence, might I add.
but the reality is that behavioral change is not such a it's not a simple process.
Mm.
We need to see how staying in a particular geographical location, mm-hmm. right? In a particular geographical location could actually hopefully get some traction,
mm.
gain traction,
okay.
and bring about the change that we want to see.
Mm.
Because we're talking about behavioral change here. We're talking about people embracing pro-social values. It's not such a simple process.
It's not.
We know when you got saved, even now, we're still dealing with some of the things that we,
yep.
the old nature is still fighting,
yeah.
to remain alive.
I even say, Pastor Uli, mm-hmm. for one would say, you don't have much experience of life because I got born again at 12. But I'm like, the realities of life have remained the realities of life.
Blessed are you.
The realities of life have still been there. We can't escape them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I envy anyone who got to journey with Christ or say yes
from
to Jesus
age.
From a young age.
Mm.
It's a beautiful experience to have had, But not to say that if you got saved at, let's say,
it's too late.
At the later stage, it's too late. The two are, you can't compare those two.
You can't. Experiences are different.
Experiences are different.
Yeah.
But absolutely, behavioral change is not a simple thing. Mm. It's not an easy thing. So you want to see if we stick around in a particular community without neglecting the other important work that is happening,
yep.
nationally. But to say, hey, let's just see how, staying in, let's say Zeerust, for instance, that's where I come from.
Okay.
I'm not saying to say we're going to Zeerust, but let's just focus on a small town and say, sure, in the small town, work with a couple of leaders and slowly see how change can be realized.
Mm.
But we're committed to it to the long haul.
I love
realizing
that
change takes time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pastor Oliveira will be here to support all that work. Always know that.
Sure.
We're here to support you guys as you spread the gospel through a very unique way. Because it's very unique, I must say. And I think the power that you guys have maintained of being able, like you're saying, to penetrate the mainstream system is sure. It's plausible. We really behold that beauty. So thank you so much.
Sure,
thank you for leading such a great team. We appreciate it. Fly the Jesus flag so high.
Hey, Luca, thank you so much. And we appreciate you having us on show.
Amen. God bless.
Bless you.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the Broadcasting Code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.